holler, get up at them and hit them with a little switch or something.
Uh-huh.
They'll get faster right away.
And to make them back up?
Holler back. They learn to back the same as you learn to talk.
When you say giddy up, which direction do they go?
They go straight ahead then.
Forwards?
Yeah.
And when you say back, they go
back. I've had them learn. I've had mules learn and just want to cut my wagon, you know, back at a certain place and just drive them up and just cut them over and say back. And you just swing right back in the harness and put the wagon right back where you want it.
Yeah. It must be a pleasure to have a team trained that way.
Oh yeah, I've had some of the best teams in my time that money could buy. I was a great theme for a good mule, and if I know the one anywhere is a better mule than mine, I'd try to get it. I sold one pair of mules one time. There's this 2-year-old past coming threes in the spring. Sold them in February for $600. One team.
Boy.
Just naked. Pair of mules. That's among the best when you get them that way.
Yeah, well, you had them well trained, too.
Yeah, right? Oh, yes, yeah.
What would you call the sheep to get them in from pasture?
Kusheep, kusheep.
And that'll do it.
Yeah, they learn that. It's like the stock do the other.
How about chickens?
You can call them chicky, chicky, chicky.
And they'll come running.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, you've got a fire. I was going to give you one of my gophers.
My wife usually goes out there to feed her chickens. She'll call them biddy.
Biddy.
Yeah. Biddy, and they'll come right to her, but they're watching her anyway.
Yeah.
Expecting her to be out there.
I used to like our chickens when I was a boy. We had Brahmas.
Mm-hmm.
And they, strangely enough, they laid rather well, too.
Yes.
I guess they aren't noted for laying, but they gave nice large eggs. You mentioned the lines. Would you call them lines on a saddle horse?
Lines and over lines is what we call check lines, you know. You guide them with your lines.
Uh-huh.
No, the saddle horse would be reins.
Uh-huh. How about a wagon?
Well, we use lines on a wagon to make them go right or left or however you want to go.
Just thinking, 50 years?
Oh, yeah.
So not very many people know these
things. Now then, you see, they're growing up now, they don't know how to even put their harness on a horse.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how.
Well, they don't either.
I got so I could saddle a mule. Well, what do you call those things on a saddle where you put your feet?
Stirrups.
And the band that goes under the horse?
Well, that's a belly band.
You know, I've gotten more different words for that.
Oh, well.
And out in the panhandle where they raised cattle, they said they always used two.
Two, well, lots of times they call that a... let's see. Flank girt.
Oh.
Lots of times they used two a whole lot on horses at Buck Hard.
Yeah.
They sent them up there in there. That flank girt and the other one too, and your saddle would stay put, you know.
The man I talked to out there that used two said he used one for a long time, then he got a big steer, and the saddle came
one wouldn't
on.
Hold it. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So from then on, it was two.
Yeah. Well, they do that lots of times, especially on the broken horse.
The work it used to be to saw a board. When you drove your team into town, did you put something on the horse's head, around his muzzle, the feet in it?
Well, no, as a rule, I never did feet on it. The rule is, if I was a young fellow, no matter what the saddle was, I'd drive in, bust the guy, and just take the water and just take the feet. Call them wagon yards. They used to have places in these towns. Back when I was a young fellow, they called wagon yards, and you could go stay there for 2 or 3 days or a week if you wanted to. It wouldn't cost you very much.
Uh-huh.